With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with its push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports. The lawsuit, announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi, it escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
Unfortunately, our investigation has found that Maine continues to willfully violate Title IX and to strip the civil rights of female athletes in the state.
The administration previously moved to cut federal funding to Maine for defying a presidential executive order on the subject. Also at SRNews.com, New York Attorney General Letitia James is hit with a federal referral.
According to the New York Post, New York Attorney General Letitia James has been hit with a federal criminal referral for alleged mortgage fraud by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. And securing a loan for a home in Norfolk, Virginia, James is accused of claiming through her representative that the property would be her principal residence. Primary residences receive better rates. But the law states that the New York Attorney General, James, is required by law to have her primary residence in the state of New York. James is also accused of misrepresenting a five-unit property in Brooklyn as a four-unit property to receive better interest rates. The referral also includes a claim that James filed papers that listed herself and her father as a married couple. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
President Trump says he's joining his economic advisors for White House negotiations over tariffs and trade with a Japanese official. He'll attend that meeting alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. Japan's 24% across-the-board tariff is on hold. On Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 34 points. This is SRN News. Counting down to the European Congress on Evangelism.
The big event will take place in Berlin next month, 25 years after the last one in Amsterdam. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is hosting the Congress, which will feature representatives from 57 countries on the continent and will be presented in eight languages. BGEA says the focus of the event will be on the theme of Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican lawmakers in five states have recently introduced symbolic bills calling on the Supreme Court to overturn its ruling that legalized gay marriage nationwide. Meanwhile, GOP legislators in Missouri and Tennessee proposing measures that create a new category of marriage. It would be called covenant marriage. That would be reserved for one man and one woman only. This is SRN News. Voters overwhelmingly consider it important to keep illegal aliens from voting in American elections, and nearly two-thirds support legislation to require proof of citizenship for voting.
The latest Rasmus Reports national telephone and online survey finds that 75% of likely U.S. voters believe it is important to prevent illegal immigrants from voting in U.S. elections, including 51% who say it's very important. Just 22% don't think it's important to stop illegal immigrants from voting. The survey of 1,048 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 2nd and 3rd and 6th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A suspect in a shooting at a Dallas high school that wounded four students has been taken into custody. The four students, all male, were taken to hospitals with injuries ranging from serious to not life-threatening. There were no details about the suspect. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.